The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Build your tribe with this quick Instagram tip. Remember, before you post your next video or photo, to ask yourself, is this valuable to a complete stranger? So if what you're posting is simply interesting to people who already know you, and especially interesting to you and a very small group of personal friends, well, then it's better served in a group text message than it is on Instagram.
Hello, and welcome to Build Your Tribe. This episode will give you the latest Instagram updates to help you better use hashtags, understand recent changes, and make the most of your time and really crush it on Instagram. Here she is, the woman who works me to the bone, Shalene Johnson. Oh, and by the way, you look really pretty today?
Wait a second, that sounded like a question mark at the end, Suri. Do you have a Suri who has a major attitude? My Suri has a major attitude. You better watch it, sister. I am not above switching to an Android phone. But this episode is not about phones. It's about an app on your phone, though. It's about Instagram. Now, wait, before you roll your eyes, before you turn up your nose, I want to give you a few things social media marketers, tribe builders, and those of you who are building your brand to get excited about Instagram. This is what I want to tell you about Instagram. I know her very, very well. We've spent perhaps too much time together. I've made myself an authority, an expert on Instagram by basically stepping away from almost all other social media platforms to dig in deep to Instagram. I set out to create an academy on Instagram once it started to get popular in 2012, and I really stepped out of all the other areas so I could focus all of my attention and efforts on Instagram. I want to tell you this. I think that Instagram right now is in an awkward teenage phase, and she is about to blossom into a full-blown mature woman or man, depending on how you want to look at this. I just think there's some interesting things that I'm going to share with you in this program that will entice you to at least have a presence on Instagram and understand some basics of how it can help you connect with people and some of the things that you might be doing right now just randomly that I can help you better become your brand, better connect with the people who you want to connect with and help on Instagram. Because if you're just copying what some of the other people are doing, some of the other social media marketers even, then what you might find is you're only attracting people who already know you. And let's just all agree that what we're doing is trying in general each day is we want to reach new people, right? You want to build your brand. You want to extend your lifers. You want to create a bigger tribe. And the only way to do that is not to keep serving people who already know us, who are already going to find this stuff interesting because they know who we are, but to attract people who don't know us. So I'm going to talk about that in this episode. And I'm also going to share with you some inside information based on my own investigative reporting. It sounds funny, but it's true, on what I think is about to happen on Instagram based on some things I've been seeing on job postings. There are some huge hirings going on at Instagram that seem to indicate they are about to take care of us. And by us, I mean those of us who, you know, I don't want to just waste my time anywhere in social media. I want to know that my message is reaching the right people. And Instagram, I can tell you, is about to expand that area of their offerings in a business suite and give us the tools that we love on Facebook. So we understand a little bit more about our reach, paid reach, organic reach, what stuff is working. Because you can't just look at likes or comments and know the answer to that question. Because there's a lot of research to show that sometimes people aren't liking videos even though they really like them. So we're going to learn a lot more about those things in this episode. So if nothing else, I want you to get excited about Instagram so that you can create a presence so that when she does come into full maturity, which I think is right around the corner, you won't say to yourself, man, how come all these other people have these huge followings on on Instagram, and I'm having such a hard time building it, and I feel like I've got here too late. I feel like I came to the party just as it was, you know, everyone had already found their dance partner. In other words, I want you to get there early enough that you could call yourself an early settler and start to understand what's working and how to use Instagram the right way. There is so much false and poor information being disseminated out there from people who call themselves experts on Instagram. And I just challenge you to go and look at their Instagram page and see if it's working. And then take a look at the people who maybe they're not selling something related to how to boost your Instagram page, but just take a look at the people who are killing it. What are they doing? You know, and I'm going to share a lot of those tips with you in this program. But let's just start first with some of the most recent changes that I think make Instagram more appealing. The first of which was the change they made back in April with regard to the popular page algorithm. Now, in the past, when you logged on to Instagram, you went to your quote unquote explore page. It was really a popular page. In other words, the only things that were showing up there were celebrities or huge accounts of random teenagers who were first on Instagram. So they already had 2 million users or followers. And you're like, who is this random teenager from San Clemente, California? And why do they have 2 million followers? Why are they famous? And I started searching. That was one of the very first things I did when I devoted myself to Instagram. And case after case after case, I found the only reason why they were famous is because they had more numbers than everybody else. So teenagers would look at that and go, oh, this must be someone who's really popular. So I'll follow them. And that trend just snowballed, just like on YouTube. And so oftentimes it wasn't even someone who was really popular, you know, interesting or funny or pretty or had any value whatsoever, their numbers just grew from the momentum of big numbers. So what we were seeing when we clicked on the explore page was those accounts, accounts that were receiving thousands and thousands of likes in the first couple of minutes of their post. That would trigger the algorithm to place them on the popular page or what was called the explore page, but, you know, honestly speaking, it was the popular page. So it took me months and months and months to crack that code and finally get my own stuff on the quote unquote popular page. And I started teaching other people how to do that too and helping my students, not through trickery, but through growing their accounts quickly and teaching them how to get their followers to like their stuff quickly and interact and to tag other people. And my students started being able to get their own stuff on the popular page. Now, I wasn't recommending that my students or myself get their stuff on the popular page to be quote unquote popular. It was for the same reason you would want a video to go viral, more eyeballs. That didn't necessarily mean that they were the right kind of eyeballs. So it wasn't something I recommended everyone do, but we did crack the code. We did figure out how to do that. And then Instagram changed their algorithm. It's better now. It's way better now, if you ask me, because what you'll see when you click on the explore page now are pictures and photos and videos posted that the Instagram algorithm has picked up and identified as things you would like. So we're seeing just a few posts that are quote unquote popular in your country. And then most all the other suggested or featured pictures and videos are of people who Instagram has said, we know you're going to like this stuff. Pretty cool. Now, how are they doing that? Well, one of the main tools that they're using are hashtags. That's why hashtags have now become more important than ever. And there's been some very important changes made that I need to update you based on when I first started talking about hashtags, because now how I want you to use them to your advantage is very different from how I was teaching it in Instagram Impact, my online course. I shouldn't say very different, but there are some subtle differences that will make a world of difference for you. So Instagram is looking at what photos you're liking. And you might not be liking those photos because of a particular hashtag. It might just be, say, you've liked this photo from your friend Julie, and you didn't even realize that below the photo she had listed the hashtag fitness warrior, or she had listed the hashtag run dirty. And you didn't even realize that, you just liked the photo. And then when you go back to your explore page, you'll see all these other photos that are similar content. And what you might not realize is those photos have used the same hashtag. Interesting. That makes it even more important for you to use hashtags. The next metric that they're using is they're taking a look at who you follow and what photos you're liking and looking at. And then they're suggesting similar accounts based on a combination of things. But basically, the more you're interacting and liking and commenting on photos of a particular type, that's what Instagram is going to show you when you click on the Explore page. So think about it. You want your stuff to show up in front of your target customer. Who is your target customer? What are they looking at? Who are they following? And what do they like? How will you figure this stuff out? By spending some time on Instagram looking at the people who are already following you. And then look at who they're following and look what hashtags they're using. We're going to get back to hashtags in just a moment because in the last 4 or 5 days, Instagram's instituted some new changes to the way you're able to use hashtags that's really critical for you to know and not have your account banned. But before we do that, I want to go back to the changes that we're seeing that impact us, those of us who are trying to build a brand and trying to be more efficient and more effective when we're in social media. I can tell you that Instagram launched a business blog about 3 months ago, and I keep checking it like every couple of days to find out when they're actually going to give us these tools that they teased. If you go to business.instagram.com, you'll find the Instagram blog, and it's there that they teased this new suite of tools that would soon be available to those of us who are using Instagram for business and branding. And it looked very much like the statistics that we get to see when we log into our Facebook like page. You could see reach, you could see likes, you could see engagement. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait for this. Because as I've mentioned many times in the past, I know my account grows faster when I post video to Instagram, but my videos don't get as many likes. I believe that's because of human behavior. You know, you click on the video to watch it, and then you watch it and you like it mentally, but you don't like it physically. You don't then go back to the video and then click the little heart button. So I do know that it serves more people when I create video, but I don't see as many likes on those videos. And so it's difficult to really decide and determine for myself with certainty what's working for sure, other than having to track it for months. So I was really excited to see that these tools were soon going to be available to us. But I can tell you they are not yet available to us. We still have to wait. And I don't suspect the wait's going to be very long because I've been watching the job posting boards on Instagram. You probably think I'm crazy, right? But I think that's one of the easiest ways to tell where Instagram is placing their focus. And right now, the majority of the postings relate to the kind of stuff that we would get really excited about. So I think that Instagram is about to build out a huge, in my mind, I'm picturing them building out this huge wing of their operations, and that's where all of our people are going to be. So that soon we'll be able to advertise on Instagram with the same efficiency and effectiveness that we're able to do on Facebook. Wouldn't that be amazing? Because right now, Facebook has us figured out, and as you know, Facebook owns Instagram. So I think that we'll soon see many of the same tools available at Instagram. Get excited about that. Don't wait for it. Get on Instagram now. Build your presence there. Understand it. Don't show up too late. Don't be one of those people who's like, I never created a Facebook like page. I don't understand advertising. I don't understand Facebook, and everybody else is killing it. Don't be that person. Show up early. You don't have to figure out everything on Instagram, but you should have a presence and you need to know the basics of what's working and what's not working. And I don't mean to in any way, shape, or form discredit those who call themselves Instagram experts. Take a deep breath, Shalene. But there are so many people out there who call themselves Instagram experts who are selling programs and they're unfortunately passing around information that's just wasting your time. It's not working. Anyone who tells you to go on Instagram and share a little slice of your life and show people what you're eating and, you know, show them what's going on behind the scenes has missed the point. The point of Instagram is to reach all new people. And all new people don't really care what's going on behind the scenes because they don't even know you. So why do they care about what's going on behind the scenes? Instagram is just like any other format where we need to provide value. Value so that the first time a stranger who has no flippin' idea who I am, when they click on my video or my photo, they go, wow, that was useful, that was entertaining, that was motivating, that was educational. I might just follow this person. Not, wow, this is really interesting. I've always wondered what this stranger's workspace looked like. That's not a value to somebody who doesn't know me. You just have to remember, if nothing else, the one thing I want you to get out of this program about Instagram is you can't treat it like a photo album. You must treat it like an opportunity to give value to people who don't know you. It is not interesting for me to share behind the scenes or, you know, what I'm eating for lunch or what my dog looks like. It's not interesting to people who don't know me. And beyond interesting, I need to provide value even to those people who do know me. So always lead with value. Okay, so now let's go back to hashtags. Should you use hashtags? Absolutely yes, 1,000%. Now you might be saying, Shalene, how come you're not using hashtags? I am, but not as often as I have in the past when I was trying to grow my account. Currently, my account is over, I think, 350,000 followers and fans. And I'm keeping a presence there, but I'm also keeping my word to pull back from Instagram a little bit so I can do this, podcasting. It's really important that I speak to you authentically and as a leader. And I believe that as a leader, you have to tell people you can't do everything. And I can't stay as involved in Instagram and also at the same time, stay as involved in podcasting. I have to decide something has to come off my plate. So we made a plan on paper, and that meant that I would post once every 2 days on Instagram, where in the past I was posting 2 to 3 times a day on Instagram. I also decided that I would post fewer times on Twitter and Pinterest and YouTube. And we set specifics so we knew exactly how many posts that meant. Now, I still have a presence in all of those areas, but in order to devote as much focus as I want to podcasting and really have this be a success, I have to pull back in some other area. Because if I don't, do you know who does take the brunt of that extra workload? My family. You know, we only have so many hours and so much attention and so much energy. So rather than putting all of these things on our plate and adding a new thing without taking something off, you've got to take something off your work plate, because it doesn't make sense to take someone you love off of your plate, to have less energy and less time for those things, those people that really matter. Because you guys, it's just, I mean, it's a rat race. You can't do it all. You're not supposed to do it all. So just make a decision that if you're going to look into Instagram, and let's just say that you theoretically would like to spend about 30 minutes a day really understanding Instagram, well then where can you cut back 30 minutes of your work time? You can't pull things into your quote-unquote work closet without donating a few of the pieces that are less important to you. You just have to make that a regular habit. Otherwise, you will start to feel like a maniac who's failing everywhere. You know, when you try to add all these new things and learn all these new systems and programs and platforms and techniques, and you don't remove things, you just feel like a failure. You don't feel like someone who knows everything. You feel like someone who can't do everything. And I don't think I'm the first to share with you that you can't do everything. So let's do more of what matters. Back to hashtags. Yes, you should be using hashtags on your photos. In fact, here's what you can do. Because Instagram is really showing older content, that's what they're doing with their algorithms, is they're trying to show us content that's from 4 days ago, 4 weeks ago, based on algorithms in the past that only showed us stuff that was, you know, really posted within the last couple of minutes or even within the last hour. Now we're seeing posts when we click on the Explore page from people who may have posted that photo even 4 weeks ago. And Instagram is doing that because they want to revive the platform. They don't want this to be a Twitter where as soon as you post something, its shelf life disappears after about, 30 seconds. They want the content that's valuable to show up to the people who it matters to. Having said that, guess what you can do? You can go back through every one of your old posts that actually pertain to something you want your target audience to see, and you can add specific hashtags to those older photos. Now, there's only a certain number of hashtags you can use under each photo, and that changes regularly. And because the hashtag algorithm, I suspect, is going to change again and again, my recommendation is never post your hashtags in your uploading post. In other words, if I'm about to post a photo, I might type a little description about it. I might put a little call to action in it. And then I hit post. Once it's updated, then I go back and under my own photo, that's where I leave a comment with the hashtags I want to use. Now, the reason why I do that is because if I want to delete those hashtags and use another set of hashtags, I can. Or if for some reason those hashtags were no longer relevant, I could go back and delete that comment. Whereas if I were to delete the comment under my initial post, that deletes the entire post. And we don't want to do that. But keep this in mind, especially those of you who have gone through my Instagram Impact Academy training. there's some things that are really valuable in those modules that I teach you on how to use hashtags, which hashtags to use and which ones not to use. Because frankly, the very popular hashtags are not the ones to use. You want to use hashtags that are much more specific to your target audience. For example, the hashtag love. If you use the hashtag love, so has 100 million other Instagram users in the last hour. So you get buried. You don't stand out. You want to use hashtags that are very specific to your target audience. What specifically are they looking for so you can find them? It has been my recommendation that you, on a separate document, maybe even on a note on your phone, that you create a list of the hashtags that you see your target audience using so that you don't have to kind of create them each time you post or try to remember them or even try to type them. You just already have them established in a separate list and you can select them by copying them and pasting them into a comment. Really simple. And as a matter of fact, one of the things I taught in Instagram Impact was to let those 20 or so hashtags live in a comment for a day and then go back, delete that comment and upload a new group of hashtags that, again, your target audience is using so that you can continue to have one post reach more and more people. And every time you uploaded a new group of hashtags, it repopulated your photo as being new to that hashtag. So in other words, let's say I posted a picture 6 months ago, and today I go back in and I delete my old hashtags and I added a new hashtag that said The Chalene Show. Well, that photo from 6 months ago would now be one of the first things you would see if you were searching the hashtag Chalene Show. So in other words, you have the ability to keep your content fresh by not posting your hashtags directly under your photo. Instead, you want to post them in your first comment or 20th comment. It doesn't matter where, as long as it's not in your initial post. Okay, we clear on that? Next, you have to understand, and again, this is for those of you who have gone through this practice of deleting a group of hashtags and then posting a new group. That was something we could do for forever. Now, we're just starting to do the research on this because it came to our attention just this week. But from my initial understanding, Instagram wants you to post your hashtags once, and they are allowing us to delete them and replace them one additional time after that. But if you try to do it three times, people are getting the little notification like, hey, that is banned activity, don't do it. So that's an important notification for those of you who have found that that's really helped your accounts to grow fast. I'll tell you what, when I was in the practice of doing that on a daily basis with every single post, wow, my numbers exploded. It was like reaching all new people each time I uploaded a new group of hashtags. So now because we don't have the ability to delete and replace and delete and replace, I want you to pick the group of hashtags that have the most power. And by that, I mean they're very targeted. Don't use the popular hashtags. Use the hashtags that are very specific to your target audience. And I have to mention Instagram's new release of an app that they call Hyperlapse. Now, there was so much buzz about this, and I was reading about it on Mashable and all the different websites who kind of keep me up to date and up to breast on changes on any social media platform. And everybody was talking about this cool new Hyperlapse. And I'm like, man, I can't wait to see this. This is going to be so cool. And they kept talking about how this was going to be so ingenious for business and brand users. And it came out and there were all these blogs about it on Instagram. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Just my opinion. They missed the mark on that one. I don't get it. All it is a video. It's still a 15-second video, but it's played at hyper warp speed. Hello, duh. We already knew you could do that on about 15,000 other apps. but that's just part of their awkward teenage stage where, you know, they're just slow to realize what it is we really need and what it is we really want. And it just has not caught on at all. God bless them. And they just keep pushing it and trying to get people excited about it. But it's not that cool. I mean, it's all right, but everyone's already been doing fast-paced videos, and they talk about the special technology that keeps things stable. And then they show you all these videos. I'm like, those aren't that stable. Anyways, that's a big announcement that Instagram made, but I think it kind of fell flat. You can check those out, though, again, by going to business.instagram.com, and they show you a couple of, again, major accounts that are using these. And ironically, those major accounts that they feature are accounts that also do big-time advertising on Instagram. I just think that Instagram soon will make advertising available for all of us. There are much more effective ways to reach a better targeted customer than advertising to everybody. You know, one of the things that I openly admit is that every time I got on the popular page, back when there was a popular page, and my stuff was being seen by hundreds of thousands of Instagram users, each time that happened, my account would go up like 4,000 or 5,000 new followers. And then 2 or 3 days later, I was losing 3,000 of those followers because my content wasn't specifically what they were looking for. So I would much rather build my account slower with people who are specifically looking for the type of value that I provide. Now, I did not create this program on Build Your Tribe to promote Instagram Impact, my academy that teaches people how to use Instagram. I swear. So I'm not even going to tell you how to find it. I'm going to tell you how to get some free stuff. You ready? Go to Instagram. Go to Instagram.com/Instagram Impact. And I've created what I call a feature account on Instagram. And every single day, I share with followers my best tips on how to use Instagram the right way. Every single day, you'll get new tips. And I do that specifically to attract people who are using Instagram for their business, because there's a lot of, unfortunately, false information out there that's going to make the process of growing your Instagram account too slow. It doesn't monetize a lot of the stuff that people are teaching. I want to help you have more time to spend with your family and get off of our devices. So please follow that account just for free tips every single day. And then what I want to do is make this really simple for you and shortcut the process of having to learn as much as you need to know about Instagram and boil it down into the simple, most basic steps. So I'm going to provide those for you in my show notes. You can go to shaleenjohnson.com/podcast. And when you look for the Instagram episode, there I'll include links to all of the other interviews I've done with other podcasters about Instagram. I'll share with you my report on the top tips, as well as the accounts that I've referenced here where you can get daily updates on what's happening on Instagram so that you don't have to spend a year and a half studying it like I did. You can learn from the experts and know what really works. I hope that you'll take a second look at Instagram. Oh, and hey, this would be kind of cool. Jump on Instagram and go to my last photo and just leave the hashtag #BuildYourTribe. That way I'll know you heard this message on today's show and I'll be able to find you very quickly. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate it. I try to start my day off by thinking of things I'm grateful for. And one of the things I say every day that I'm grateful for are people who just do kind things without expectation of a return or even that someone's going to notice. I feel blessed that there are kind people who do nice things in this world. And I don't like mean people. I delete them. I delete them from my Facebook page. I delete them from my Instagram because I want people like you in my life. All right? So until we get to spend some more time together, I just want you to know you are thebomb.com. And hey, why do we have to wait to spend more time together? Why don't you download some of my other episodes? I got more things to talk about. That's what's up, son.
Listen, Shaleen felt kind of weird about begging you to go to her iTunes to give her a 5-star rating and leave a review. So you know what she did? She paid me to ask you for her. Seriously, though, if you're enjoying this show and want to put a smile on her face and a bounce in her step, get yourself a dose of good karma by stopping by the iTunes store. Oh, yeah, and be sure to tell her Jeffrey sent you.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.